Blog Talk Radio.
Philip, you're hearing me.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Glad to have you here with us. This is the Hump Day. Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor
Show. It is
show.
Indeed it is.
I'm very happy to be here with all of you. And I welcome our Facebookers. Anybody want to join them? They're on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page right now. There's chat available and some nice folks gather there.
Y'all come back now.
Plus, big bonus, you get to watch us streaming live.
If you see the camera, you will see every single card laid out.
Oh,
everyone. It doesn't miss a card.
That should be on behind me. Can you turn that off?
It should be.
This little lamp.
Oh, that's why it was so dang bright.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what was going on back there. Couldn't figure it out. And I'm not going up there for that one.
All right. Anyway, we'll
just
get back here. Yeah. Also, we have you, our wonderful blog talkers that are listening in places around the world. We appreciate that. And we are going to get started momentarily here.
Un momento.
Yeah. I want to remind everyone we're using ordinary playing cards. It's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot, not oracle, and not any of the other systems that are available, okay? Some people will say, oh, thank you, Deborah, for that very nice tarot reading. Well, tarot is a beautiful system, and it seems to be like all-encompassing in terms of life, your life. But that is not what these cards are. These cards are far more specific. There's a lot of literal insights from them, and it's just a horse. It's like a horse of a different color. Okay, so I just thought I'd mention that. I will also be using a full 24 card layout, which is my preference. Others I know, when they do their their card reading shows, they will use a one card draw, three card draw, five, whatever they prefer. I prefer to use the same layout that I use in my private sessions with others. And so I just need a minute or two to get everything sorted out, laid out, you know. And with that, I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo Baggins, who is our, what are you?
Nobody knows. No, I don't even know. I don't know. Who am I?
Just,
what am I?
Just
I just
kinda,
exist.
He crawled in here one day, and we had the heart to get rid of him.
I breathe oxygen,
and
I exhale some of it back out. All right, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We would also like to remind all you folks in all the platforms that we have going here simultaneously that if you're international, let us know anytime during the show, and we'll work in an international shout-out to you. Like we have for Kirsty and Terry Sue in the UK. So there's our first, but not our last, most likely international shout out. Let's go for that number, 515-602-9676. The number to call in. When you call in, get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement. I tested it. It's all good. If you ever call in and you don't hear hold music before the show starts or the show during the show, there's a problem. Hang up, call again. And if you call back again, same problem, give us a few minutes to call back. That means we had to re-rack a show. Silence is the only time it's bad here in this case. Facebookers, we'll see what we can do to get to you. Just can't make promises, can't lay down times and stuff like that. But most of the time, we try to get one or two folks in. You know, sometimes there's a blow up crunch.
Well, it is actually alternate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alternate
Wednesday
means you're gonna get some readings tonight. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So you just have to be prepared. The word, we give you the word, and then you will do an audio or video, your choice, messenger call to Deborah Lee. The first one is going to be first come, first serve. We don't take a list, no order, no line, no queue, no hold system, so you just got to wait. But it's alternate Wednesday, so it's not like if you miss the first one, you're not going to get another shot. You'll get another shot on Wednesday, so it's all good. Let's see, any other facts? Oh, yes, of course. The harps. Ah, lovely angels playing harps. Well, there are also some badass angels, and they want you to know when you hear the harps, let the reading come to a nice, happy, quiet ending. Don't try to drag it out. You have lots of other means. If you have a lot of questions on your mind, you can wait for another show. You can immediately go to psychiclovedoctor.com and get a lot of info on how to get readings different ways, and you can do that. But please, for the sake of the show, let the harp bring it to an end so we can go on to the next person that's waiting for their free reading. And that also means that before you depart, though, I'm giving you a single angel card. Tonight's flavor. We like to mix them up. We don't like to do two decks in a row. No, no, we don't have to. We have many a deck. And tonight, it is the healing angel cards. These are good cards. Probably 2, 3, 4 sentence top message about healing, good spiritual stuff for yourself. So may or may not pertain to your question. That's for you to decide when you hear the message.
And it may not even resonate right away.
Could be something that's coming down the road.
Exactly. And then you'll think, oh, aha.
Or later on, you'd be like, oh, I bet it's talking about that guy that was at work last week or something. My ball might come on later. It is what it is. Okie dokie. I believe, I have to unhide these.
Hmm?
I have to unhide these.
Oh, were there more?
No, I have to unhide it.
Oh, about the...
Because it used the word ask.
Oh, seriously?
It's not a human doing it. It's their software. So it is... I unhide it.
Yeah, Kirsty, we don't want you to get banned.
No, I'm not going to even... I don't even say anything because it doesn't bother me. I unhide it. All right. Don't worry about anything. I would only hide something if you were being mean to another person, and nobody does that here usually, so.
Well, I guess since, the board is kind of clear, we could go to.
It is right now. Now it is, and is it not?
Yeah, let's go.
So we shall go to caller number one, and she might not even be ready.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God.
She is ready.
Thank you. This is so bootleg right now because I'm in the curbside shopping. He's in the store. Thank you. So.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Are you okay?
Yay. Yeah, he's in the store for a limited time, but it's okay. Good now. So it's been going great. I mean, you know, just it's like great. Actually, he's been talking stuff up. He's been going into topics that I wonder, I wonder. I don't know. He just brings up marriage a lot, and he doesn't say, "Let's you and I get married." He just says, he's been bringing it up, and off and on he's been bringing it up. I'm starting to realize that, but lately it's been more concentrated in the way of what are our beliefs and what are our thoughts and what is statistics. He cites that, he was doing that. We were taking an out of town trip yesterday for projects, to use Jimbo's favorite word.
Of course it was a project. That's what we got. We got projects, Hey, don't Mommy. Mommy owes us five big clams. We got a project to talk to him about.
We go to outlets and doctors and stuff. Anyway, so I don't know, Deb, what do the cards say?
Well, I want to ask you, when he brings up the topic of marriage, is he saying it like if we were married
last night, it really came close to stuff like that because it was like, he's been doing it off and on for a while as far as like naming statistics and I just simply say to him, I say, I think when people commit to something like as serious as that, a person is just going to make it work no matter what. You're going to go to therapy, you're going to go training, you're going to do things together. It's not like being part of the throwaway society where your toaster doesn't work and so you throw it away and you get a new one, you know, that kind of thing. So, well, it, you know, last night he came close to making some really personal statements, like, you know, what is your belief in this kind of thing? And and then he was telling me about his.
Been in the cards.
International shout out to Angel in Australia. All right, back to the reading.
All right, hon, go ahead.
Yeah. And then he tells me what his belief is, and then, you know, he'll tend to agree. And then we came home, and I said, I had a really great day, and he said he did too. And, you know, we did a lot of different things. And we just laugh a lot, and we have a good time when we get along. The thing is, he was testing me today as far as to see if I was angry, because that woman that has no teeth and her stomach down to her knees went into his place. And I could hear him, not intentionally, I can hear things, you know, from where I'm at.
Sure.
And, you know, she went in and he came to the backyard and he was showing her stuff. And I guess they're friends, I don't know. And then, and so I just kept on with what I needed to do on my computer. And then I heard her leave. And then he waited a while and then called me and he asked me, what time are we leaving? He knew perfectly well. Later on, I was thinking he was just trying to see if I was angry.
Yeah.
And I was talking to myself in my head, and I thought, you know, I can't get angry at that stuff, you know?
No, that's very good of you. Good. I'm glad you recognize that, you know. And now let me ask you, okay, it was the toothless lady.
She said.
With the big tummy down to her knees.
Yep.
What if it was, she was 36, 24, 30, what did they say?
Fuck no, man. Fuck no.
God.
No.
That's not a right thing, though.
Completely honest as a woman.
Yeah, but that's not a right thing. A friend is a friend is a friend, whether it's Swamp Thing or a supermodel.
Well,
come on.
Then we both, you know, then, no, yeah. I've got my parameters. Then we both have coffee. We all have, I don't know. I mean, I don't bring men in. I don't bring men in for that.
Exactly.
You know, I can bring a parade.
You could if you wanted.
You know,
I'm living two different places.
Well, I don't want to. I'm not interested.
But
they were friends before I moved here. They were friends before I moved here. You know, they were friends before I moved here. And she's friends. She's a delightful lady. She's fun. She's nice. She's a good-hearted soul.
And you are totally honest. And that's what I wanted her to consider. And boy, she didn't take long, did she? Wanted you to think about that, Lisa. Well, if she was this shapely, gorgeous thing, we would all be.
I could bring. Hey, I could start bringing the parade in myself. We can have the War of the Roses. You know, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that, though.
Well, but I'm glad you responded the way you did, because otherwise I would have thought you were lying. Okay, so what would you just the usual?
What is the finger on the pulse say as far as what do they speak if?
All right, well, hey, that was in your cards about discussions of marriage.
I know,
and that's what I'm saying. That, you know, the cards don't lie, but often the interpretation can be off. Yeah, there's always, listen, life, Jim is saying something to me here, and you know what? Life, as I say in my book, is an immense sea of opportunity. There's always going to be potential new partners on the periphery of your life. It doesn't mean you choose to bring them in or that you're going to entertain anything with them, but there's always going to be, you know, that opportunity. So even though there's been another man in your cards, I've mentioned it so you see that you have options too.
Yeah, and my brother, when he was on the phone with me yesterday, and my neighbor was driving, my brother was being very kind to my neighbor. He was including him in the conversation. That was weird. And I don't know if my brother is being intuitive. I have no idea. He was just...
Maybe he was smoking dope.
Yeah, he was going back to being nice, whereas before he was kicking his ass, you know, being very nasty.
You're going to love that.
He probably did that for your benefit, so you wouldn't make it awkward for you to be nice, which is what a brother should do.
He's been tearing him down in front of me, though. He's been really tearing him down. He goes to town on him. He does like a pseudo-comedy thing that is not nice. And he didn't do it yesterday. He was being very kind to him. You know, he was very inclusive. He was nice. He was making nice comments. And I thought, well, I wonder what that's about.
Well, I have news for you. He opened up those subjects concerning marriage. He was feeling you out. And yet he was like dropping, a fishing, a piece. It's like he was fishing. He put a hook with a little bait on it for you.
That's not necessarily a good thing.
Well, he wished he would have picked up more on it, that he was getting close to feeling her out.
That is so to speak, mind you, first of all.
What do you mean?
You know, I don't want to.
Feeling her out, that is not physically. He means feeling her out, so to speak.
I didn't mean feeling her up.
He didn't have his hand on my boob. No, that's right. But you know what? I just went along with it. I was a little bit my breath was, my breath was taken away. I thought, I can't believe we're having this conversation. I thought it was great. It was wonderful. And I was telling my thoughts on it, my feelings, so what else could I have said? Could I have said, oh, hey, let me pick up the phone and make the appointment now at the wedding chapel. Get me to the chapel on time. We were playing songs. I could have plugged that into the music.
Well, he's a little disappointed. It's not big disappointed, just a little that apparently you didn't pick up on it. So,
what would be a good response? I wouldn't stare at him.
When in my perception, he wanted you to go, oh, you're talking marriage? Like we may get married?
That
would be okay.
Dramatic.
Huh?
Oh, dear God. I couldn't bring myself to do that without... Oh, my Lord, I'd be so scared to say something like that. I don't want to, I want him to do it, say it first, but geez, my knees, I can't, I'd be so scared.
I don't know if men ever propose so spontaneously that they have no idea. I think that they take, maybe it is intuitive, I don't know, but they listen to what we say. And if they can tell that we are walking down that road about them, then I think they propose.
International shout out to sorry.
I knew you were going to say that. Go ahead.
Well, I thought you were done talking.
No, but go ahead.
International shout out to Virgil in the UK. I thought your sentence was over. My bad.
You know what he did? You know what he did say last night? He said, when he was having that conversation with me, he said, do people our age get married? And I said, yeah, they do. But I don't know how to bring it home, Deb. I just don't know how to do that. I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do that.
Here's what we do. We get you to have what do they call them? The earbuds in. You have an earbud in, and all the we'll play like a Cyrano de Bergerac, and I'll tell you what to say.
I can't
it's like an episode of the fucking Twilight Zone.
There are movies about this.
I'm waiting for the music. No, this whole scenario sounds so unrealistic.
He's feeling her out about possibly
marrying
her.
You keep saying that, but damn it, he's never done anything like that in his life. So how can he do the marriage fucking thing?
Maybe because he's going through an epiphany.
Maybe they're going to be this. They're going to have another Jesus with the Immaculate Conception coming back around again.
Now let me ask you, Lisa. This is and it's a very intrusive question. If you don't want to answer it, we all understand. If he were to say, "I want to marry you," however, I can't perform the sex act or whatever. Would you be willing
You know what, Deb? I would really get down and dirty and talk to him about that, because there's all sorts. Do you remember that movie? What was the movie? What was that? It was a Vietnam movie. Was it called Independence Day or 4th of July, where the guy was remember those scenes?
I mean,
they were very graphic.
That was born on the 4th of July.
Very graphic. And so, you know, Dad, when a person closes the door, and two people, maybe three, in my case, it'll always be two.
Maybe
anything,
three.
You know, the theater can be created. There can be a director, a producer. You know, there are the limitations are in a person's mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, typically you got to have a frickin' little spark to start a fire, though. There ain't even been a damn spark yet.
On our show, or the show that we watch called Mom, about a recovering alcoholic.
A fictional show, mind you.
It's funny as hell. But the guy, the one character fell in love with, is in a wheelchair.
But he works. His parts work.
His parts work. But before she knew if they did, she was saying to her girlfriend, "Yeah, but what if we can't, you know?" And the girlfriend said, "His tongue's not broken, is it? He can still pleasure you."
Yeah, because that's what's most important, the woman getting pleasure, not the guy.
Well, go ahead, Lisa.
For some reason, I'm just not worried about that arena. I don't know why, but I'm not.
You know
I'm
what?
Not. I'm not concerned.
You're going to find a way to help him.
Hmm.
That's what I feel.
I've been here since October. And there are a lot of things that have happened since then. I mean, he's done things. He's done certain things. And he said things. I mean, for some reason, I'm just not worried about that part of it. What I'm concerned about, was I supposed to say something last night? Was I supposed to say, "Hey, I just happened to have a copy of the marriage certificate. Let's both sign on the dotted line."
This is already over. She doesn't really care. She wants to marry him no matter what he does.
And that's her choice.
I know, but the clock right there, she goes, "I just want to say it because I want to marry him."
Or I could say this. I could say, "Let's GPS how far Las Vegas is, how far away Las Vegas is, and let's pronto tonto head on over there." I could do that. I don't know.
You could do that. You guys could elope.
Yes, you could.
You guys don't need you're not going to invite 1,000 people to a formal wedding. You could elope in a heartbeat.
And there are people that are asexual and don't have, you know, intercourse.
And it doesn't have
that.
To be Vegas. You can get married at a Justice Peace local city courthouse or something. It might not be that second like they do in Vegas.
I'm ordained. I come down there. I go to your courthouse. I get a one-day dispensation. I can marry you.
That's not so spontaneous.
It happens on the spot.
Really, you're I dream a genius, go, and you're there?
Oh, no, I get on
a plane.
Yeah.
You got plane reservations.
As far as actually honing in on this, I mean, we're not jumping ahead, are we? We're not leapfrogging. I could say I'm a great wedding cake baker, which I'm not, but I could always pull a recipe off you.
Or you go and buy one and say you made it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Who makes good cake?
Ooh.
You know who makes good cake? Walmart. I was surprised. I got my grandson his wedding cake. Oh, not his wedding cake. Whatever. I've got wedding cake on the mind. I got his little birthday cake. Oh, well, they do better than the other box stores.
Way good. The buttercream frosting is to die for.
I have never seen a wedding cake at Walmart in my entire life.
That you order them.
I'm just saying, I've walked around. They've never had one on display.
I'm sorry I brought this up. Am I supposed to bring this up with him? I am I not going to scare him?
No, but I see here.
I'm getting a headache.
He wanted you to really jump on it. Like, wow, we're talking about, because you are like that. You're very exuberant. You're very spontaneous. He was probably expecting you, if you were eating something, to drop your fork or your spoon and look at him and say, seriously,
Or drop my bacon.
Your bacon.
Or drop my hot dog.
There you go.
Somebody's got to drop a hot dog, don't they?
You're going to make me talk.
I'm
please.
Just a name dropper. What can I tell you? I'm just a name dropper. Excuse me.
The other problem can get fixed. Maybe they even do penis transplants.
You know, remember what they taught you in disaster? Don't say something can be fixed. It might not be able to be fixed. Don't always make a promise that can't be kept. Don't walk up on a
house.
You know what? You're all your family. You'll find all your family alive. Don't make a promise you can't keep.
Psychological.
He was so.
Yeah, don't tell her that whatever's going on there can be fixed, because you don't know shit about if it can or not. Unless your doc, well, even Dr. Ruth wouldn't know.
But
she would say buy a vibrator or something.
Look,
that's Dr. Ruth.
They have women that want to be men. They're getting these penises somewhere, and they're going through the trans operation. They are. They're getting penises somewhere.
I didn't. Was he in a war and got his dick shot off? I don't think he needs a new penis.
The one he has doesn't work.
Please, if you think you don't think it could be anywhere else in the human body, it has to be that one part that's not
working.
What
about Peyronie's disease?
That's Captain Hart.
No, you that, see.
Peyronie's doesn't stop anybody from having sex.
A curved penis.
Yeah, and so you can still bang away. You can do different angles.
Maybe when it's hard, it's curved, and he might not like, you know.
Oh,
women don't like that.
You flip them the right direction, they can like it. But you know what? It's a sphere. We live in a three-dimensional world, 360 degrees, and it's an X, Y, and a Z axis. You can take anything and make it work where everybody's happy.
Well, you can see a doctor, too, and he can fix it. It's what they do.
So here's the deal. So Deb has diagnosed him. He's got a curved penis. Right. He's Robin Hood, and he keeps his bow in his pants.
The other thing could be
herpes.
A lot of people that, and I have friends and stuff, dated a couple guys, and once, at least they told me up front, and then it was like, no. You know, but if they tell you, and maybe he's afraid to tell you, he may not even be having breakouts, but he's still got it. So I'm just saying, and we have never asked that question, if he's going to be able to perform. I don't know. I don't like that word. Man has to perform.
Well, compete. It could be. It's the bedroom Olympics are a competition, I guess. Yeah. You're trying to get a gold medal in the bedroom Olympics. Yeah, I don't know, you know. I don't even care. I just can't believe what the wedding bells are dinging. And they can't even peacefully live next to each other without her getting jealous about some ugly bitch coming over. And they're going to get married.
He wanted to feel her out.
He brought it up, but she's ready to buy cakes and rings and all sorts of shit.
Women do that.
We do that. You know, we meet some guy, we have us married within 5 minutes and are dangerous. It's just something we do.
Girlfriends, and we say, God, if we get married, because I've been married before, do I have to wear a tan gown or, you know, we talk. We discuss it.
And that's why just about every country that is an anti-alcohol always has pubs for men to run to. So we can
escape. We grew up on Barbie dolls.
We did. And Barbie got married all the time.
Yeah, but look at them. You take the clothes off, they got no genitals. What the hell's going on there?
They were not anatomically correct.
She doesn't even have nipples, for God's sake. She just has bumps.
Maybe they did. Well,
yeah.
In my Barbie dream house, Ken banged her a lot. So he didn't care. Well, I want you to know.
They didn't make any little Barbies, did they?
They, well, no.
Did they have pink little Barbie Trojans that they could put on condoms and stuff like that?
They didn't have genitals, Jim.
Yep, yep.
They did not. So what I see for Lisa is he is going to persist, but if the conversation comes up again, you should say, are you really serious to be discussing this? And if he seems like he's dismayed with how you've responded, you could say, it just seems so sudden. But kind of give him the idea that you like the idea. Bottom line, he wants to get married with you. He wants to either build or buy a home that the two of you share. And he's got a lot of ideas, you do. And he wants...
Sounds like a project.
It is a project, yeah. And
here he comes.
I have to get off. My God, Jeff, hurry up, get off the phone. He's coming. You know what? Buddy actually isn't coming because we know that. Where is it? What, right here? He's coming, buddy. He ain't coming.
Maybe he goes home and relieves himself, as men are wont to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Virgil called it.
What'd he say?
I think that
Virgil.
I think that she doesn't have what trips his trigger. She doesn't have the plumbing that makes him want to fly, Robin, fly.
Did she go off the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's gonna listen to the replay, Deb. So don't act like we can talk about it. I'm just saying. I think there's a reason he can't sport a Woody, because a Woody makes him sport a Woody.
Let me ask you something, Jim.
Okay, ask me something, Deb.
Do you think I'm very good at what I do?
I do.
Then why are you?
But because you are so wrapped. Look how you got wrapped up in this whole. Oh, you get wrapped up, and I think it pulls you away from being objective. You guys got your little girl talk. I mean, you could have just thrown the cards off the table. You had your little girl. Oh, marriage. Reality sucks. Life is a bitch. Most times people get disappointed in a lot of shit that goes on. I'm just saying.
My private sessions are very much like that, in the sense that I help them to connected to their real feelings.
And they're private. This is a public session. So everybody here, me and all the Facebookers and anybody that comes on the phone, we can throw our opinions out there and you can't get mad.
I can't even support stuff that we've discussed in private because it was confidential.
Yeah, and you should not. I don't ever want
so
you to do that.
Some of the things that get covered during her show reading are things that in private have been different, and she will let me know that.
I got you. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, there's information that we don't have enough info, so we're getting maybe not the whole story, but you are held to your confidentiality, and I respect that with a security clearance. I respect that. We don't have the NTK, the need to know.
Yeah, and there were a lot of times you've had meetings up there at that shipyard, and I said, well, what's the issue? What were you discussing? And you said, can't really talk
about it. I can't even
it.
Touch mm-hmm. on it here. Not even... one microscopic bit, because there are foreign nationals here, so I can't even.
What are nationals?
Foreign nationals.
Oh, what, from here? Our chat?
We're loaded with them, so I can't even, all I can tell you is the shipyard makes ships and we work on ship. That is, I can't even get any more close to that, because we got foreign nationals here. It's not a secure internet thing. Totally can't do any of that kind of talking. Nobody would care anyway. They'd all fall asleep.
No, they wouldn't care.
But that's good, but you know what it is, though? You know what the real deal is, Deb? It's Alternate Wednesday.
So
it's Facebookers now, Messenger, Deborah Lee. We got a lot of them here.
Is the board empty?
No.
Oh.
But we alternate.
Okay.
Yeah, if nobody messengers in a minute or two, we'll take a caller.
That's why I am supporting this relationship. Partly because in my sessions, I hold the client's hand. We're going through this together.
Well, and like
I've seen this man's heart, and I would never push her at somebody or encourage her.
Well, no, and you got more. You guys are, like you said, we only know a tip of the iceberg. You guys are talking about details that we don't know shit about.
Yeah, and
so this is you no more. You have your opinion, and then we only get the little bit of information she wants to share. And so this is what we're coming up with, but we don't know the deal.
And
so neither of us are. Well, you're more right, but we're not wrong.
I don't want to say that. You guys, in the end, I may have to come before you full of nothing but humility and say, you guys were right.
No, because you've already, the thing is, she's probably not going to be that case. And she does a lot of readings. What happens a lot, somebody gives a reading from you and then you don't hear for 3 weeks and they say, oh, you're wrong. Well, they didn't keep checking back, right? They didn't see.
Well, I don't, right, but most of them, if they're going through a serious dilemma, they will keep, you know, they'll come back.
Yeah, you're right. Or they don't, because they think, all right, I made a decision to stay with this guy, but it was a bad decision, and then it goes south. Then they come back afterwards. But anyway, there's an absence. They don't stay with you.
And then you know the crazy thing.
There you go.
Oh. We'll put a pin in that. Crazy thing.
Crazy. We got lots of crazy things. We can talk about crazy things after Terry Sue. It is Terry Sue.
Hello.
Probably
got to
pump up your volume, Deb, on your speakers.
Hi. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
how are
it's not
you?
Bad. It's not bad.
No. Yeah. How are you doing?
It's pretty good volume.
Hello. How are you?
You look terrific. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Very late there.
Yeah. It is late.
Or early. Depends how you want to look at it.
Yeah. It's 12:55.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what's on your mind? This is Terry Sue.
Sorry, I don't know whether I could ask you about it, because I've been talking to the other guys in chat about a dream I had the other night.
Okay.
Yeah, I was having a hard time seeing it.
It was basically, I was being shot at by glass bow and arrow, and I was hiding on the roof, but it was all like in medieval time. Like the clothes were medieval, I was wearing medieval. But I actually felt the sensation of the arrows hitting my back. And when I woke up, I was all tingly down my back. I'm wondering, will your cards be able to pick up what that could mean? Or?
Well, here's the thing. Everything in a dream is generally symbolic.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I had a dream last night. Just as a comparison, and for some reason, a caramel apple was the big focus of this dream. And I don't even eat those. But it was huge in this dream. It was almost like it was royalty. So I can look. I have never really in depth, you know, studied dreams, but they can be fascinating.
You can.
Yeah.
And there's like symbolism times a thousand in those things. Or we don't know what is and what isn't. Some things aren't symbolism. Some things are. It's like, how do you decipher?
But if you've met somebody in the dream and you're talking, supposedly you're really doing that in a dream.
Supposedly.
Astral traveling or, you know, you're meeting. Like, I have a deceased friend, Joe from the Stark. Years ago, Joe. I don't know if you ever met him.
No, but I know of him.
He often will meet me on a park bench, and I don't know where the park bench is, but we'll have a conversation. I've yet to have anybody meet me to talk, by the way, that didn't tell, they would all tell me they are so happy where they are. Nobody has ever said, I wish I could come back. So it must be a great, great place.
Well, it would make sense.
Yeah.
It would make sense. All right, I'm doing my job. My job here. Okay. Huh. Interesting.
What's your weather been like while I'm doing this?
We haven't had no rain for about 2 days, but that's about it this summer. It's rained most of the time.
Hey, same here since July. Before that, we were like very dry. And then July came along, which is really odd here. It's like,
like every day a little.
A little every day. And if you go 2 days without rain, we're like ready to have a party. But sure as shit, we ain't going 3 days without it. Cause here it comes. Like this morning. Damn, this morning.
Our temperature's been pretty low as well.
Really? good.
Well, that's actually nice. Well, they are island country, so that's a good thing. They're pretty big island.
Well, now when we get toward the winter, often it's like, say, if folks around here say it's like London, very foggy, gloomy, wet.
Depending on which winter you get.
Yeah.
Some winters we've had winters that were almost like summers to some people. And then we've had other winters where we saw snow for like over a month straight, all over, yeah.
Who was using the bow and arrow?
It was like a row of like 20 people. They've all stood in a line, and now this side is like the back of the building.
Firing squad.
Yeah.
That 20 people, that's a hell of a firing squad. Good God.
Yeah, it was weird.
Were you facing them?
Yeah.
But how did they get the, you know, did they injure your back is what I'm wondering. Isn't that where the...
Because I like crouched down and
okay.
The arrows come over.
She tried to cover up.
And you have no sense of what you did. Well, okay. Now, this would take some study, but your cards are suggesting that this is a past life reference for you. I don't know what the glass would necessarily be, dragon glass. I don't know.
Oh, don't watch it. Come on. It is not Game of Thrones now, mind you.
It looked like, you know, the opal crystal.
Yes.
It was shining. And you know, it has that glow on it. It was that sort of color.
Hmm.
Very weird. Very weird.
It is very weird. But your cards are coming off that you pissed off a lover, or it was a man that was deeply in love with you, and you pissed him off. You made him angry, and he had you, what would you call that? Is that like an assassination? Not assassination.
Well, it depends. Assassinated, execution, it depends on what kind of authority he had or did not have.
Interestingly, he called it treason.
Then that would be punishment, execution.
Yeah, and this is a story that's unwinding for me. Like when I get into these past lives, it's like there's a movie screen and I'm seeing the story like unravel.
Yeah.
All right, you didn't worship him the way he wanted to be worshipped. So, and being a member of like the royal family or... I don't know if he was the king, but I really think he had power maybe as a prince. I don't know the whole, you know, pecking order of how things go. But he claimed that because you would not bend your knee, you know, how they do in those movies, he wanted you out. You were out. And the only way to really get rid of you was to... charge you with treason for not worshiping him. I don't know. It sounds very kind of weird, but that's what I'm picking up. And why it was opal? What does an opal mean
I
don't know what opal
is. It's the October birthstone, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe somebody in there will. No, I don't think it's October birthstone.
I thought opal was October, no?
I don't know.
I don't know my birth. I don't know anything, actually. I don't even know who I am. Who am I? Who am I?
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you? Who? I really want to know.
Right. But that's what it is that I'm picking up. So maybe you heard something, you saw something on television. It can be something like that, or it could really be a past life reference. And you got murdered because you just wouldn't worship at his feet. What a bad girl you are, Terry Sue. You could own the kingdom, but no. I think it was because you were cheating on him, because I'm kind of picking that up too. And remember, whoever this was that was you, if it was you, apparently didn't care what was going to happen. So that's what I've got for you.
It's a dream, so that would probably take forever to finally to get even more details, because there's so many. There's like 1,000 things, and who can know what actual is real symbolism, or it's actually your brain just kind of being crazy.
You know,
probably hard to weed through it.
It's dream bodies. You know, these are all dream bodies in your dream. And I took a class many years ago, but it was about, you and me may have talked about this already. American Indians had a thing. They felt that if you have a dream, even if it's a bad dream and you wake up from it, you're supposed to tell yourself to go back into the dream and tell that, like for you, it'd be all 20 of them. You'd be saying, give me, you'd ask for a gift. And if it was just one person or it was a monster, whatever, the Indians believed that then you'd have a beautiful dream and it would be a gift for you. So, yeah.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Healing card, healing angel card, subject is the unknown. Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons. So this is nothing. Well, she wasn't really afraid. She just was curious.
It sounds like it could be a great, like, movie script. Or
well, a lot of this stuff
like
can be. And I bet a lot of them have been.
Yeah,
a lot of books in the past probably were written from stuff like that.
Probably a dream.
And at least it was the core.
Yeah.
So, holy crap, this is great. And then I'll just use my fiction if I don't have any more dreams and expand on it. But, yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Glad you brought it up.
But one thing I missed, did she say it was reoccurring? Or is this a one-time thing?
Only one time.
One time.
And how recent was it?
It felt so real, if you know what I mean.
Well,
like
I know. How recent was it? When did it happen?
Yesterday?
Last night.
Well, we'll see now if it's reoccurring since that was the first one. You'll have to see over the next week or so if you see that come up again or something related to it. Yeah, I've had dreams where I've been like, I've fallen and hit my head in my dream and I woke up and for a second I feel like a headache. Just for a second, it's like, oh, shit. Then after like a couple deep breaths, it's gone. I go back to sleep. But yeah, I know it. That pain is weird. It's like a pain, but then it's not waking up. You probably haven't had it.
You had to have had that. Imagine if you got stuck in a dream and you were unconscious. You couldn't be woken up, like in a coma. And you're stuck in this terrifying dream.
That would be,
maybe hell is like that, if there is a hell.
Hell is for children. Pat Benatar. All right.
You said that?
That's a song, Hell. Oh. That was one of her big, huge hits back in the 80s when she had a huge album.
Oh.
Hell is for children. Good tune. Anyway, go ahead.
Well.
Don't look at me like crazy. Catherine will back me up on that, how good that big of a hit
I'll
that was.
Yeah, send me a message tomorrow.
Yeah, I will be.
Yeah. Or for you, it's today. The dog up on the wall, is that a dog you've had? Is that?
That was my husband's family dog.
Oh,
big man's dog.
Is that a picture or a painting?
Is it a painting?
It looks like a picture now.
Yeah. And then.
Looks like a boxer? Was it a boxer?
What kind is that?
Looks like a pit bull.
She's a Staffy.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Pit bull terrier.
Yeah, pit bull terrier. I figured it looked like it had the pit bull face.
Oh, what
a
cutie. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, Terry Sue, I love talking to you, but we've got to move on.
Yeah.
Alternate Wednesday. We're going to alternate back. Thank you for staying with us and staying up late. And we're going to alternate back to the phones, folks.
Yes, we are. So take care, everybody.
Yes, but come back again.
I'll speak to you
soon. We might doing a marathon through Saturday, possibly.
We will.
Probably going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yay. She's still here probably anyway. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's Terry Sue. She's such a sweetheart.
All right, we're going to area code 319, and the internet tells me that is in Iowa. 319?
Hello? Well,
hello. Hello. Hello.
Pump up the volume.
It is, all the way.
Hey, how you doing? What's your first name?
Hello.
319, are you here?
Would not seem so.
She did not hang up, so maybe there's a little technical problem. You know, cell phone world we live in. And we don't know. Hey, we're here now. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Okay, my name is Nicole.
Nicole! Have you ever called before?
I have.
Yeah, well, then awesomeness. You know, all right, well, you have the floor. And what would you like talk to us? Talk to us.
Okay, my question today is, I want to know, why is my boyfriend, he started to act different towards me. I want to know, was it somebody else in the picture or what's going on?
He's acting different. Funny.
Okay, funny. Yeah.
Yeah. And, she, you know, that can be a telltale sign of bad things. Shame on you stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows too.
Well, is he being distant, argumentative, too affectionate? I mean, all these can be pointers.
No, he's starting to be distant. Me and him argue and we disagree a lot. On top of that, I'm 6 months pregnant. And I'm like, why would you wait for that and start doing this and acting crazy?
And besides that, isn't good for you and the baby.
Well, yeah, I mean, of all the times that's what she was saying. Why would you do that now of all the times? Yeah, she's right.
I urge you to try to find a way, regardless of him, to stay calm and serene. I gave birth to a baby that came out of a situation like that. And that baby, they said, had too much adrenaline in its system. So it struggled. Not health-wise, but it was more like emotionally for the first year of his life. So he should really be zipping it as his lips and wait until after at least. Does he want to have a baby?
Yeah, everything was okay, and you know he never said nothing about it or anything. It's just like, it's just everything started acting, going crazy, and everything turned left. So I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Well, and let me ask you, do you know what you're having?
Yes, I'm having a boy.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, good. Also, you know what it is, I think? What I'm seeing here is, remember, we have this being that grows inside of us. So we are already building a relationship with that unborn child. These men, you know, all they see is an alien, you know, like in the movie, that's a parasite until that baby gets put in their arms. Then it's like that devil or beast wouldn't be able to separate them. But until then, I think they go through kind of a struggle. What, no? You're shaking your head.
A married guy is not going to think that they're some kind of freaking alien. But you just said men in general. That's not a general term.
Well, it's been that way with me, with anybody that hadn't had children before. They were weird about it. Okay. You are different. You, Jim.
Okay.
He looks at like an unborn child as like a new puppy coming into the world. So, anyway, here's what I'm picking up. He wants to be out running with his guy friends. Okay. He's feeling really like boxed in. And does he get out to be with his buddies? Does he get out? Or not?
Yeah, he goes out. He gets fresh air.
Okay. Well, my feeling is he wants more. He's feeling like he's, think of what it would be, a way to say that he feels like his wings are clipped. He can't.
Well, I don't know a lot of their background. I don't know how long they've been together. I don't know if they're living together. I don't know if they've had kids together before.
Well,
know a lot of this stuff.
A lot of that doesn't have to be known in a reading.
No, it doesn't. But I don't have cards. So when you look at me and you're looking for some words, I can't give words. I don't know. I don't have cards, so I have no info. I'm just a guy with no cards. I'm a man with no cards.
I want you to know you have a female friend around you. Looks like a friend to me. And if you ask her opinion, she's going to be totally convinced he's playing around on you. But I don't see that at all. I think she's misinformed. Okay. So
does she want him?
Well, that's what I'm wondering here.
Okay, I'm just curious. Yeah. Some women will try to break shit up if they want the guy.
Oh, God, won't they?
And you know what? Guys probably do, but not as evil as you. You women are more evil.
We're evil.
I don't know about evil. You're more creative.
About how to put...
You're creative how to make that happen, or a guy doesn't really know how. He says, like Rich Pingle said, I wish I had Jesse's girl, but he has no idea how to get her. He just wishes he had her. You women are going to make it happen. Please try it.
Yeah, we do, and we do underhanded things.
Make false rumors, like in high schools, they make false rumors, right?
And maybe that's where it all starts. But the thing is, if she tells you any of that, she's not being honest. This is not the truth. So I feel that she's not being honest. She's trying to put a wedge between the two of you.
Take all information with a grain of salt. So you have multiple sources. One source is not enough.
No, and she's only got like 3 months to work with. So things might intensify with her.
I got you. I got you. Yeah.
But otherwise, I feel that he's going to feel very committed to you once the baby's there. And I believe it's going to be his mini-me. It's going to look just like him. Yeah. And some men go gaga when they have
a boy. Nothing to do with what you said. Sorry.
Yeah. You just keep trying to live in your little bubble, trying not to let him be upsetting to you.
Well, you got a job. Well, it's not a job, but you have the most important mission on earth.
Is creating life.
So everything else is secondary. If the guy wants to not be a part of it and upset you, then go do your thing. Leave me alone.
Yeah, and you can.
I got a baby to build, damn it.
Yeah, and that's true.
It is true.
Could tell him, I'm not going to get in this argument with you.
If you don't want to be around, then I don't want you around. I don't want you to upset me and this new kid, because obviously if you don't give a shit.
We've established before on the show that sometimes guys will make a fight happen so they can get out the door. And it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'll make a fight and then they'll say, you know what, I'm getting out of here.
Sometimes it is, we should finish your reading first.
Yeah, well.
My God, we can talk for an hour or two about that subject. Real quick, Nicole, here is your angel card. It's a healing angel card, so that's good. Subject is gratitude. Make gratitude your new attitude. Ooh, a little poetry there.
I like that.
The stars will shine brighter upon you. All in your world will become lighter. So that's like a general message probably for the entire population. That's yours tonight. We should all make gratitude our new attitude.
And you know, if you do, you start to enjoy a lot.
And a lot
or feel a lot of joy.
A lot of times we piss and moan about, oh my God, my taxes, this and that. But if you look, if you just go on Google and look at the news, you're like, wow, that person, there's like millions of people that would love to be in your shoes, no matter how bad you think your life is.
It's very true.
So we should have gratitude. But you know what? I'm not, what's her face? Britney Spears or any of those rich people out there and have mansions, but not living in a terrible place where they persecute people and murder them, genocide, like in some of those countries and different continents. And I don't have a bad disease. My kids are healthy. It's hard. As humans, we want better, but you know, it's hard to sometimes have gratitude.
Yeah.
So I feel that he's going to transform into a good partner and a good father to this child.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
So in the meantime, best thing is just to have faith and, like Jim said, have gratitude.
Yeah, that's what the angel card was. It was a healing angel card. No, that's right there. It's there.
So call us again, though, and we'll look again.
Okay.
All right, and watch out. Don't believe those man-stealers that are out there. They like to make trouble, stir the pot. All right, Nicole, well, blessings to you. Take care.
Yes, indeed. Thank you,
you
very
much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You
bye-bye.
Too. It's kind of a crappy situation, you know, when you get stuck in that.
Yeah. It is tough. And I was trying to think of what's her face.
Which one?
The chick that's the most popular white touring chick now. Shake.
Taylor
Swift. I was trying to think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not Taylor. You females aren't Taylor Swift billionaires or whatever. But you're also not some of these people that are like really in bad situations. Kids with cancer and they're losing their homes, paying medical bills and all that shit. So we should be great. We have to have some kind of gratitude.
Well, and I think she's smart, Taylor. She's smart. She goes into these relationships, but when she loses interest, bye-bye, and she dumps them. Or
vice versa, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They don't make any kind of commitment where they're financially screwing each other over. It is what it is, right?
Yeah. Well, we make decisions when we're young that maybe we should have waited.
Because we're young.
Yeah.
And young equals not smart decision making typically.
Right.
All right, open the floor. You want to hit enter sometimes, it doesn't actually enter.
Okay.
This will probably wrap it up, and you guys can wrap us up, Facebookers. First audio, video, messenger, call now.
Rachel's crying. What did Virgil do to her? She said, I bet Virgil is loving this.
Deb.
Well, I can't see it, so. I can only guess.
They had some kind of stupid soccer match, so whatever.
Oh, I read about that.
Yeah. The
it was a loss.
It was the English vaginas were playing the Australian vaginas, and I think
English
vaginas won, kicking a ball around. I'm not going to cry over that.
No, but your favorite teams, you get really brokenhearted.
Have you seen me get broken hearted for any women's sport ever?
No, you don't. I'm talking about your man games. Your men's sports.
I'm not going to cry. But, a sport that I'm not going to care about. Women's soccer, women's darts, women's checkers. Women's basketball. It's not my thing. And plus, first of all, it's soccer. It's not an American thing. We don't give two shits.
I do want to say, though.
Don't care.
My afternoon quiet time, I watched Moneyball with Brad Pitt.
That would be about American baseball.
You should watch it. It's really good. And I didn't understand all of the, there was math involved.
Seen the entire movie from beginning to end.
I thought you told me you'd only seen little bits of it.
Seen beginning to end the entire movie. We saw it at the theater, for God's sake.
Not me. I didn't go to it. No.
Or we watch it here for this.
I have not watched it.
I don't give a flying shit if I saw it with Satan. I've seen the thing from beginning to end. It's a good flick. It's like 90% truth. All the people in there are real people. I remember the actual team. I remember who they lost to in the playoffs, the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, get out of here, really?
Yeah. I remember that year. Yeah, but anyway, I think that, Deb, it is a sign. Time to say
goodbye.
And I think the best perfect one for that is
good night, sweetheart. Where is time to go? Good night, sweetheart. Where is time to go?
Hey, everyone. We'll be here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, Pacific. Please join us.
And that's the whole truth.